Hey guys, welcome back to Dirty Snails. My name's Micah.
My name's Josh.
And this is episode 2. So at my job, right, we have this competition going. Mm-hmm. And it's getting pretty intense. We do a quarterly a prize, I guess, whoever brings in the most revenue for the quarter.
Yeah.
And it's me and one of my other coworkers. We're really good friends, so it's friendly competition, but it's also like, come on.
Like, yeah.
Because the prize is a prize that we both want. It's a $250 gift card to Woodcraft. And for people who don't know what Woodcraft is, it's basically a custom woodworking shop, but like, it's like Lowe's on steroids.
Dang.
Like, it's
okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. Have you been there? I thought I've taken you. It's ridiculous. Like, they have slabs of wood there that are like
four. Wait. Actually, no, you have brought me there. It's mm-hmm. what wasn't it? It's like this kind of like a warehouse almost, right?
Ish.
Yeah, you've definitely taken me there. Because I do remember like looking at the slabs of wood.
Yeah, they're like, there's a room. Yeah, there's a slab of wood there that's like $14,000.
It's ridiculously expensive. Yeah.
It's humongous, but anyway, that's like, I love working there.
And you could put $250 down on it.
Oh.
Exactly.
No.
This is a good reason why you should win.
I'll just get a new tool instead.
Oh, right.
But the race to the gift card, I'll call it, between revenue is absurdly close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, like, crazy close. I can't say the exact numbers, but we'll say it's almost six figures per person, and it's only a $1,200 difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so close, and every day it's just, I mean, he started a month after I did.
And he's already, like, caught up to you and everything.
Right, and I don't know how. It makes me very mad. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. He's been doing it a lot longer than I have. Not here at Mr. Handyman. That's where I work, Mr. Handyman. I forgot to tell you about that, actually.
Yeah.
One of the updates last time. I have a new job. I work for Mr. Handyman.
Not for Capital Homes anymore.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Love my job. I love it. It's awesome.
He does literally just about everything that,
like,
you can imagine.
Side jobs for a living.
It's
awesome. Anyways, but he's caught up to me with I had a month of revenue ahead of him, and he caught up. So tomorrow's the date, the end.
That's when they find out who wins the $250 gift card.
Yeah. And while me and Josh were setting up this sound and stuff, I actually got a text from my boss, like, with me and him and my boss in a group chat, and it was like,
not me, I was not in it.
No,
about the other guy.
Yeah, duh. And he sent a picture with how close it was, and he's like, it's like watching two stallions racing in the Kentucky Derby. It's so close. It's never been this close before, because $1,200 is like, I mean, that's easily attainable in one day. I mean,
yeah,
the other day he hit $3,000 in one day. So, like, it's not hard for him to pass me, especially because tomorrow I don't think I'll be bringing any revenue in, just how the day's laid out.
Yeah.
And I think he is getting a full 8 to 10 hours, which is over $1,200.
Yeah.
So if I lose, it's going to be by, like, not
pennies.
A lot. Yeah, it, like, is so close. And I'm going to be so mad, but I'm going to be a fair winner because he came and he worked his butt off. And he caught up to me, so.
Which is actually very impressive.
Very.
Especially in that type of field.
But he's our remodel guy, though. So he does big jobs for a week on end or something. And he never stops. Ever. I mean, he works, like, hours wise, probably an additional 15 hours a week past me,
which is saying something, because Mike is probably one of the hardest working people I know. So
you don't know a lot of people, but
I mean, I do. I know a fair amount. I, you know, back in my Climb Tulsa days when I did work there, I mean, I knew just about almost every member there.
I guess knowing and being friends with is two different things. Are you talking about knowing or being friends
with?
Yeah,
like,
people just knowing in general?
Yeah, people spilled their life about spilt their life to me, just like about everything. So I got little glimpses of people's like family drama, like work history, you know, work drama and how much they've worked and all this stuff. Like I got all of it. I was the type of guy that was getting...
You were like a garbage disposal of other people's information.
Exactly. People were being in emotional distress and I was the person that they would find comfort in like trying to get, you know, advice out of something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to help out a lot of people at Climb Tulsa, which I was very thankful for because that's one of the things that I really like to do is help people out. And I got to see a lot of people, you know, struggle with work and tell me how work was and like how hard they would work and stuff like that. But with all that being said, you're still one of the hardest working people I know of.
I did not know this.
Yeah. So it's weird hearing that someone else is currently beating you to the punch.
By a lot.
Yeah, by a lot. And that's bizarre to me.
The guy works from, he'll the other day he worked like 14 something hours and then did it like all week, every day. And we're talking like in the summer heat. It's crazy. This guy's like 50 something too. He's old.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say 50's old.
No. But for this labor, I mean, usually they start slowing down at 50, but
he's still going.
He's still kicking. There's a lot of people out there, but
he's one of the few. He's like a unicorn of that age group that's still kicking and like working as hard as they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I miss my van though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we talked about it on here on last episode, but his van recently got broken into.
Yeah, steering column broken into, glass tools stolen, windows busted. Yeah, I miss it. I got a rental.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Micah is one of the most unfortunate people I know of. He's been stolen from more times than I've known anybody else to get stolen from.
And it's not even my fault. Like I lock things.
Yeah.
And I still get broken into, windows busted in, doors busted. Boat open, like,
yeah.
It does not matter. I always get tools robbed,
which is like he said is like probably the lowest form of stealing because, I mean, obviously it's his
lifestyle.
Work. Yeah, if people are just greedy enough to get in there and steal all his tools for no reason,
yeah,
other than to benefit and sell it at a pawn shop, which is probably what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they were using it for themselves, I have a different mindset on it. Like someone steals from me, you know. Then they probably needed it more than I do. Recently, I had someone steal my water bottle off my bike. Like, I was like, who steals a freaking water bottle? That's so unhygienic, like, disgusting. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, got to thinking about it. I was like, maybe the person actually needed water. And I was like, they keep it then at that point. Like, they probably needed
it. But it had stickers.
It did, yeah. Well, that one actually didn't have stickers, but it was a...
I thought it was your 3-liter.
No, I still have that.
Oh, I thought the 3-liter was stolen.
No, that didn't fit in the cup holder on my.
Gotcha. That would have been sad.
Oh, I would have been livid about that one because that one has so many memories. It's been to Colorado and back, Arkansas and back. You know, I've had that water bottle for almost 3 years. I've never kept a water bottle for more than 2 months. Like this bottle of mine it's got some memories attached to it, but. Anyways, yeah, this bottle that got stolen was a yellow cycling bottle, and it had a smiley face that was made out of chains and looked really cool. But I got that at REI. I don't know if they sell it around here, so I'm going to have to try to find something new at some point. Because, let me tell you, riding my bike outside is like hot as heck. It is so hot out there, and I drink a lot of water. And not having my water bottle has been pretty brutal. I've been having to carry a backpack and put my 3-liter in it with a bunch of ice and stuff. And it's kind of bulky and weird on my back. And I'm trying to transition to another water bottle. But anyways, let's stop talking about water bottles.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I don't know where you came up with that.
I don't know. I just went on like a freaking trail and just kept going on it. Off the beaten path, if you will.
Oh, I do.
Which, I mean, is the whole concept of our channel. So, anyways, I do have a funny story that I was wanting to share with y'all. Okay. Which I don't know if I've actually had an opportunity to tell you guys yet. But if I have, please bear with me. It's been a while since we've done any storytelling on here. But
I don't believe you have, because you briefly mentioned what it is, and I don't even know what this is. So I'm going to guess no.
Yeah, so basically, back in the day, I used to live with my aunt, and that was after a brief period of time that was not so great with my dad. He like ended up dropping us off at my aunt's house, and I lived with my aunt for a while. And there was this one summer we all were like kind of around this campfire, making s'mores, grilling hot dogs, and you know, just having a good old time. My uncle's out at the shooting range, shooting his guns like he normally does, and all of a sudden I just kind of hear some whooping and some cheering, and my cousin comes out of nowhere, butt naked, sprinting.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And he is just like hauling butt, and he just jumps over this bonfire. I'm talking, this bonfire was at least 6 foot tall. We had so much wood and stuff on this thing, and trash and like other stuff burning on it. And he just like runs, steps up onto cobblestone, and just jumps over this thing. And it was quite magnificent, to be honest. But it was also very scary. Yeah, very scarring. Because
how old were you when this happened?
I think I was like 8 or 9
This
happened. Yeah. But he jumps over and he like starts running around the yard. He's like, oh God, it singed me a little bit. It singed some of my hair. And it was like, oh God. And he runs back into the house. And then next thing I know, my brother, he ends up running and jumps over the same bonfire, butt naked too. And that was probably the weirdest time of my life. I've honestly seen so many of my cousins and like my brother naked whenever I lived with my cousins.
That's,
I don't know why.
Not something you should bring up.
I don't know why they did it, but they were just like fascinated with like just, I guess,
nudity.
Yeah, and just like doing stuff naked. Like one time we had this huge snowstorm, and all three. So I had two cousins living with us and my brother, and all three of them decided they wanted to go run out in the snow butt naked, and my brother. My brother did a belly flop naked into the snow.
Ew.
Oh, dude, it was so funny. And then they come running inside. And they're like, oh, my God, it's so cold. I'm like, well, yeah, y'all are naked jumping into snow. What did you think it was going to be?
No, you've never done any of this, right?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I was too much of a scaredy cat to do that.
Yeah.
I was not ready to freeze, you know, my balls off.
Mm, literally.
Yeah, that was not going to be something I was into. Mm. I was 8 years old and I was smarter than that.
The balls haven't even dropped yet.
Exactly. My voice is still really high. But anyways, yeah, I just still didn't really want to do any of that. That was crazy. Yeah, but God.
That's very strange.
Yeah, I've...
Why did you want to tell me this?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny. And yeah, I don't know. It was a story that I haven't told you yet. We've been friends for a while, and I figured you should know. It's time for you to know.
Is that a common story you tell people?
It's something I tell. Well, I wouldn't say it's common, but it is a story I've told once or twice.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's an intimate story.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've also seen my uncle get tasered, too.
Never seen someone get tasered. That's not very intimate, though.
It's not intimate, but it was funny because both my uncles were drunk. Well, he was drunk, and he was pestering my other uncle. He's like, come on, tase me. It's not even going to hurt. And my uncle's like, it's going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and my uncle's like, no, it's not. I'm a man. I can take it. And my uncle's like,
I don't care how manly man you are.
Exactly.
It's a taser.
You're going to get knocked out.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he like kept pestering him. He's like, okay, you asked for it. And he's like, do it. And he's like, and like he gets tased, and like this guy just like locks up and it's just like shaking and it hits the ground. My uncle's like, you good? And the guy's like laying there for a second, catches his breath, and goes, didn't even hurt. My uncle's like, you were such a liar.
Yeah. Oh, you're on the ground.
Yeah, it was so funny.
That's good.
Yeah,
you
but
have some crazy stories.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and that's like barely scraping the iceberg, tip of the iceberg.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got a lot of crazy stories, but I can never remember them. That's my problem. Remembering stories for me is always been a problem. Josh just spilled hot coffee all over himself.
I'm good, though. Yeah, it didn't really hurt that bad.
The look, okay. the sadness in your eyes, though. I mean, I've had some crazy stories. Like, I talked in season 1 about, you know, illegal street racing. We've talked about us street racing to Texas. I have been at some pretty crazy bachelor parties, though. We can talk about that in another episode, but I have had some pretty crazy bachelor parties that I've been to. It got nuts.
So I guess with this like whole topic of us just telling stories that we haven't really told one another,
we're gonna run out eventually. But I like it.
Yeah, I do have to ask you. It's like, do you have like a strange hidden talent that you haven't like told me yet? Like, do you have anything that you like have up your sleeve? Or,
I don't know. That's a hard, that's so random. Like, it's just like right off like.
Yeah.
There, I don't know. I guess I have a strange hidden talent. You know what it is, but I'm not gonna.
I do.
I'm not gonna say what it is. It involves hot dogs.
Do I know this talent?
You do. Oh. And you hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you could scarf down a hot dog? Oh, right. Yeah. Okay,
I'm not gonna talk about it. But
yeah,
you hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. He just demonstrated what he could do. Let's just say it's not comfortable.
It grosses them out. It's super funny.
Well, let's just see if you had anything else. What else you got?
Let's see. Do you have a hidden talent?
I do, yes.
You do? Okay, what is that?
Not a lot of people know it, but I used to play the harmonica.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I used to play the harmonica really well.
I used to play the banjo. Not good, but horrible.
I was pretty good at the harmonica.
Oh, you were good at it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I played it for like a year and a half or 2 years or something like that.
Huh.
But
wow.
Not like on any band or anything. I had it
You just myself. Play it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I used to play for a while. I would like look up songs and stuff on YouTube and learn how to play songs through...
Well, that's how I used to learn the banjo, but I couldn't do it.
It's the banjo.
The banjo. My hands are too small. I can't reach my fingers across the neck.
Yeah, and he's not joking. His palms are like 80% of his
Maybe hand. That's my hidden talent. My fingers are shorter than my palms by a lot.
I wouldn't say that's a hidden talent. That's just a weird body defect. Dysphoria.
It's a defect.
Deformity.
Defect.
Well.
A body defect.
Yeah.
They forgot to add the extra half inch on my fingers.
That's what she said. Anyways, but yeah, that's really like my only hidden talent that I think I haven't told you. I might have something else.
I mean, do you have any other cool talents that, I mean?
I used to be top 3% in the world for Modern Warfare 3.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nuts.
I used to be a gamer back in the day.
Like I used hardcore. To be top 1% of this little... game on my phone world. I got you into it for a couple days.
Oh, the airplane game, right?
Yeah, you were addicted to it for a couple days.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the mobile games all work, though. Yeah, you get addicted to it and you play it like almost...
But I was addicted to it for like a year. Like, I was top 1%. Like,
that's crazy.
Of the world. Obviously, it's not as big as Call of Duty, so it's about the same. But Call of Duty's way bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I was pretty crazy.
Your brother was crazy good, too.
Yeah, me and him both were, like, competing against each other to see who was better.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, like, neck and neck. He really liked, like, the bolt-action snipers. I was a fan of, like, the semi-automatic snipers. And,
yeah.
We were big into quickscoping.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, doing trick shots and stuff. That
we
was,
all
like,
were.
Yeah.
We all were.
That was, like, the jam. And, like, throwing knives up in the air to see if you can catch someone off guard with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I got so many of those. I used to clip them and, like show all my friends and stuff. I was like, check out this nutty 360, like, throwing knife in the air. It was crazy. But, yeah, I used to be, like, this amazing gamer back in the day for the PS3.
What happened?
I got into climbing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I used to play a game. I loved it. It was an ATV off-roading game.
Oh my God.
On the PS2. It was so fun. Like, you can ask my brother. I mean, it was so crazy. It was almost like a free roam ATV game throughout, like, the woods and...
You could get dirt bikes and stuff like that, too, as well, right?
I don't remember. No, I think... no, it was just ATVs. I think. But, like, there was a map where it had a train,
mm-hmm.
and if you would drive your ATV at the front of the train while the train's driving at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you would go up the little ramp, you know,
Yeah.
That the trains always have, and you would just skyrocket straight into the air, and we would like me and my brother would try to like land in the coal mine. Not the coal mine, like.
Oh, the coal of the train?
Yeah, like.
Oh, gotcha.
Like one of the, I don't even know, rail, like the cargo things.
Whatever it was called, yeah. I don't know what
they're called, but one of those, yeah. It was super fun. That was one of my favorite games. I'm still trying to think. I don't know if I have a hidden talent. I mean, I have talents, but they're all pretty common. I mean, they're not common, but they're like woodworking. Like, yeah, it's not hidden. I'll answer that question later, I guess.
Okay.
Because I know I've talked about that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have weird. Yeah, it's something I can do.
Yeah.
But I can never remember when you talk about them or when you.
I mean, he can. His shoulder mobility is probably.
That's true.
One of the craziest things I know about him.
Yeah, I can basically lay straight flat on my back if I'm if I grab my hands and put them behind my back and lay down on the ground, I can like completely lay flat on the ground.
Yeah, his arms are above his head, behind his back, mind you, and he's like almost completely flat on the ground. There's like a small arch in it, but
we're talking like less than an inch.
Yeah, his shoulder mobility is absolutely ridiculous.
I don't even stretch. I don't know what I did as a child to make my shoulders do that, but they do.
Okay, I guess with that being said, would you say one of your hidden talents is, you know, keeping a New Year's resolution?
Definitely not. It's very random. But no.
You wouldn't say that?
No.
Have you ever kept a New Year's resolution?
Never once.
You had never kept a... Have you ever made a New Year's resolution? Man, I can't say
so
that.
So loud. Did you guys hear that? That was so loud.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, it was the motorcycle. You're deaf. Of course you can't.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
It's the motorcycle. It was very loud.
Dang.
We do live in an apartment complex, so you might end up hearing some things in the background.
Yeah. Micah has this weird obsession of not making things be heard.
We're trying to make a podcast here.
Yeah, I know that. But, like, he won't even have the AC on when we're doing this.
It's a very loud hum.
It's not that loud.
Okay, whatever.
Nobody can hear it.
What were you saying?
Have you ever kept a New Year's resolution? Have you ever made one?
I've made a lot.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So what makes it to where you can't keep one?
What do you mean? Like, how long?
Yeah, like how long can you
keep it? I think the longest it was like a couple weeks or a month.
Okay, so what made you stop?
I just forgot about it.
So how could you do it for so many weeks but then forget about it?
I don't know, get busy. I don't know, it was like working out every day, like bettering myself, that kind of thing. Like,
so you don't want to be a better you? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't want to work out.
You don't like working out?
I hate working out. You know this.
Well, I know I don't.
You know this.
I do know this.
Yes. Yeah. I hate working out.
Yeah. The only time he would work out is whenever he was climbing, which is still something that...
It's still a workout.
Yeah. I don't know if he's...
I mean, I'm talking like pumping weights, push-ups.
Oh, God, I don't even do that. Ugh. Yeah.
I work out at my job. I mean, lift crazy amounts of lumber and, you know, tools.
I guess it's something that you consider a workout.
You know what? You worked on a trim crew with me for a while, and you were struggling hardcore.
Okay, because at the very beginning. I was struggling with the balance aspect of it, not the weight aspect.
Oh, no, I was talking about the big MDF sheet and the one time where you couldn't pick up that garage door, remember?
Yeah, because it was like 700 pounds.
I could pick them up easy.
Okay, not easy. I wouldn't say it's easy.
I can do them one-handed. What is that?
I'm sweating right now, dude. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I could see it dripping down your arm.
I know.
That's so gross.
You're telling me? I'm over here hot, bro.
Oh, I'm not even that hot.
It's disgustingly hot over here. I think it's your computer over here. It's probably radiating all this heat.
Well, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Of course I have one.
Well, like, have you kept it?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
It's always, you know, climbing related, but...
Oh. Since you asked me randomly.
It wasn't random.
Yeah, it was...
It was in my brain.
Oh, okay.
So, my brain is scattered and, like...
Excuse my drink.
But, yeah, I've kept a number of New Year's resolutions. Like, one time I had a New Year's resolution to be V6. Like, get to V6. And I actually ended up getting to V6 at one point. Of my climbing career.
Mm-hmm.
Never been able to do it again.
And now you're at V10s.
Well, yes. And then I would like, continuously make more progressive, climbing related.
Okay, so basically just saying that I'm going to get to the next step this year.
Exactly. Or I would create a new technique and I would work on that technique for the year.
Is that really a resolution though?
It is. Yeah. Cause it's something that's bettering myself.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, there was,
you could make a resolution, not better yourself. Like this year I
gonna
make a resolution to a crazy, not get any better.
Yeah. I'm going to make a resolution to do a crazy amount of cocaine. Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure someone's done that.
Yeah. Like at least four to six, let's say $60,000 worth of cocaine.
Wow.
In 1 year.
That's a lot of cocaine.
That's what I'm saying, but someone probably has done it.
Probably.
I would not be surprised. But there was one time I did do a non-climbing related New Year's resolution, and that was to not drink soda for the entire year. And actually, after that entire year, I just stopped drinking soda almost in general.
There's a Diet Dr. Pepper over there.
Yeah, because you got that for me.
Well, you drink energy drinks.
It's not considered a soda per se, though.
I think soda is much better for you than energy drinks.
I do,
depending on the energy drink.
Yeah, I was like, I normally get Celsius, which is like the healthier version of energy drinks.
Okay.
Because it's mostly green tea. It's just carbonated green tea.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. So that's not bad.
No.
I might even be able to drink. Well, actually, could I drink that?
Yeah.
That's a hidden talent. I have horrible gut issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. I was in a hospital like a month ago, actually, because of my stomach ulcers. Now I take a bunch of pills. Getting off of them slowly, but still have to take pills.
Yeah, because this guy is like a little stress ball if I've ever seen one.
No, actually, he told me it's because of the energy drinks.
And stress.
Did not help it, but yes.
Yeah, but you are a stress ball. I'm always seeing you like being stressed.
Well, I always want to better myself every day. It's like I'm living on a New Year's resolution every single day.
I wouldn't say it's every day. Freaking nerd.
Hey.
What? I'm just saying. Okay, I guess on the topic of stress, what always calms you down when you're really stressed out? Do you have anything that helps you? Because especially with your gut, you could die at any moment with that.
I can't die from it, but I'll end up in the hospital like last time.
Yeah, but which in terms means dead by the end of it. So what do you do to help make that disgusting thing go away?
I kill people.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Do you have a place where you kind of like do that? Or?
I prefer at my desk.
Like right here?
Yeah, where you're sitting.
Yeah, right where I'm sitting is where you kill people?
Yeah.
Do you do that thing where in Dexter where they like puts up all the plastics?
Never seen Dexter. No, I just mutilate people.
Gotcha.
Okay.
How do you clean like the carpet?
Shooter games, man. Shooter video games.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, right. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I ignore the question of how do you clean your carpet afterwards.
That's why I stopped you. Yeah.
Okay.
No, actually, to calm myself, if I'm like incredibly stressed out, I'll go to my wood shop, and
which is at his parents' house.
Yeah, I built a big old shed on their property, and I go there and I just kind of be by myself, put some headphones in, watch some TV while I build, and
that's fair.
That's like the only thing that truly, truly calms me down. I don't know, even being at home stresses me out because I always want to make sure that my wife is taken care of and stuff like that. But when I'm working, I'm not thinking about that. Also, funny thing, when I'm not stressed out, I don't even think you know this.
Probably not.
Podcasting actually is a very big decompressant for me.
Really?
This is very therapeutic for me. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I don't feel any stress right now. And that's crazy because I have a lot of crap going on in my life.
Yeah.
And I feel perfectly happy right now.
Dang. Okay. So just chilling on here with your best friend is like something you love doing.
That and you're on the level of woodworking, my dude. I mean, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
Also being with my wife. I love being with my wife.
Yeah.
Just cuddling in bed, watching some TV. That's good.
I mean, I wrote up on here. They have a wedding board that they had at their wedding. And that's whenever I confessed my love to Micah.
Yes.
And told him that I love him and Rebecca more than I love climbing.
Actually, it says as much as climbing.
Which is, fair.
Then it was as much, but now it's more.
Yeah. Yeah, especially
if you could see my face right now, it'd be like
he's got it's like the heart emojis, you know, with the emojis with the heart eyes. That's what he looks like right now. Yeah, but especially with their kid on the way, I'm like super excited to like.
I've always talked about having a kid though.
Yeah, and I get to be the uncle for him.
Fun uncle. Oh yeah. Funkle.
Can I please be Funkle Josh?
Yes, you can be Funkle Josh.
Yay. Okay, that's going to be awesome.
Funkly Josh. It's like fun, uncle, and ugly all together.
Capitalize the ugly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Funkly Josh. What do you do? What do you do to de-stress?
Honestly, for myself, I think I would have to say either... Yeah, I mean, most people already know it, but climbing. Yeah. Or just like being out in nature with my dog, Charlie. Mm. I like to just take him and go.
You've become a lot more independent this last year. Like you love just going out to the lake for a couple days on end, just completely by yourself.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind because I could never do that. But
yeah,
he comes back. You do come back a different person.
Yeah. Yeah, I come back and I'm like more energized and stuff. Oh, yeah. It's just like, it's really fun. Like,
well, you've never been an introvert and you're like becoming one.
Yeah. And I
think that's the biggest thing.
I think it's also helping me. It's like turning into more of a fundamental thing for me because like I'm starting to understand myself more now because I'm taking these long expeditions by myself with Charlie, going out to the lake, and I'm just being out there by myself. And it's helping me, you know, like I said, understand myself a little more.
Find yourself.
Yeah. And especially now, I don't know if I've told you this, but I'm journaling more.
I did not know you journal at all.
Yeah. I'm journaling, and that's like something that has been helping me.
This is my journaling.
Yeah, well, I have an actual journal that I write with a pen.
Well, I know I'm saying podcasting is me journaling.
Dang. I mean, honestly, if you take a look at it, it is like what's it called?
Same format?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just hate writing.
It's a digital format
this
of
is a
journaling.
Yeah, you could do podcasting for yourself as journaling.
Yeah, so that's why it's therapeutic
for
you.
In the middle of the night, you can just talk into the mics. I mean,
this for you, it's like me going out and...
This is very therapeutic. I think it's because I just like you get me to talk about things and then I start going and I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel like that. Like actually when your dad died, I had some stuff going on as well as you had your dad dying as well.
Yeah.
But like you told me like the podcast like helped you through it.
It did. Yeah.
And it's very strange because once you start talking into a mic, you feel like, completely, I don't even know. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, you think that when you talk into a mic, you're like,
you gotta get stage fright or something like that.
And it's the complete opposite.
Yeah,
it really is. It's like I need to tell you everything.
Yeah, and I think that was what it was for me because like I've never really talked about my dad, in terms of like feelings and stuff like that. But then, like, once I got onto the podcast and started talking about it, I was, like, spilling my gut out about it. And
I know.
I wouldn't say gut. I'm
well, it was an emotional episode.
Exactly. And I, like, learned a lot about what I was, like, actually feeling about everything.
And then we deleted it and did another one.
Yeah.
Because that first one was bad.
Yeah. Which is funny.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
That we actually had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
We just were not in it.
Yeah, because I know, I think my dad had died a couple months before the podcast even started.
No.
Was it not?
Yeah, no, I called you and was like, do you want a podcast today? And you're like, yeah, I'm good. And I said, are you sure you don't sound okay? And you're like, no, it's fine. And then later on that day, you tell me your dad died. I don't know why you didn't tell me. I remember very vividly, like I was in the car driving home from Capital Homes. And I was like, oh my gosh, we don't have to do a podcast today. Like, you know, totally fine. Like,
yeah,
be yourself. And you're like, no, I want to. And instead we, worked on my car together, my truck.
Yeah.
And then we went and did a podcast and it just was a bad idea.
Because we weren't like,
we literally weren't talking at all.
Yeah.
It was like 15 minutes of just like, yeah. So,
what now?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
We just weren't in it. And then we waited 2 weeks. You took a week off from work and, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, because I went to Missouri to go mm-hmm. for the funeral. That's right, yep. Yeah.
And we came back and back to the podcast, and you were much better. And then you started talking about everything that you had realized about yourself this past mm-hmm. couple of weeks. But I remember it like kind of just, I don't know, reassured yourself that you're like, yeah, I am feeling these things. No, this is exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy for feeling this way.
No, because like during the funeral itself, that's whenever I was like, I mean, I even made like a long, crazy post on my Instagram about like how I felt about my dad. Mm-hmm. And like none of that came into fruition for me until after I like had been to my dad's funeral and had experienced the emotions that I went through. And like especially just talking to a bunch of family out there,
mm-hmm.
It just helped me like, I guess, find and just be with my emotions. Especially since a lot of my, during that time, I wasn't really, big into like, which I'm still not, but I wasn't like really into drinking or anything. And all my other cousins and stuff had been, they went out, they were getting drunk and they were doing all this stuff. And I was kind of staying back and not being a part of that. So I spent a lot of time by myself whenever I was in Missouri, and obviously that helped me find more emotions. So it was nice to come back and like actually get to talk to my best friend and like tell him how I felt about everything that went down. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was huge. Especially
long story short, podcasting is therapeutic for
it
you
is.
Even if you say it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the things that are therapeutic for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I have multiple things that are therapeutic.
That's fair. My therapeutic thing is podcasting and woodworking, obviously, but then I was going to say also just talking through things with my wife. Mm. I mean, that's my journaling.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I hate writing, first of all, and if I can just talk to my wife instead about it, she can remember and then also help me through it.
Yeah. His wife has amazing
memory.
Memory is
it's
crazy.
It's ridiculous. Be like, hey, babe, do we have plans on this day? Yeah. Okay. And then the next day, be like, hey, babe, what did we do on this day 3 years ago? And she's like, oh, yeah, we did
this. She goes, hold on. Ding. That's what we did.
Yeah.
And it's like, exactly, right at the ding, she already knows.
Yeah, it's really, and yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Well, but anyways, it's time for us to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening to our Dirty Snail Trail.
Hope you guys keep following them.
I'll catch you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.